Chapter 18, Life. I came that ye might have life, that you might have what? It says life. It does not say health and something else, but life, the one, the substance of God, in which you have your being. What then can be the matter with you, that moving and breathing and having your being in life seems to manifest all sorts of things contrary to life? What is this thing in the body which is an apparent dividing line between you and life? A personal sense of life called health or disease? A mental concept of a divided God? How can you enter into or come out of one? How can you have something of your own, a manifestation of life, independent of the one? Is it possible for you, with all your mighty knowledge, to divide or separate God into portions wrapped up in matter? Some good, some very good, and some not so good, and some terrible? It says nothing but evil can be gained by taking thought. That must be the answer. You must be taking thought, and that thought form has formed a veil through which you attempt to force God or life. It comes out evilly marked and filled with the beliefs that you have picked up through the belief that you were born of a woman instead of being projected by God. Life is changeless and not subject to man-made laws. It is infinite and eternal. When you begin to know me, then you stop knowing me and you find me, life. Life eternal. No one believes it but the one who believes it, and then he believes it, and something begins to take place in a natural way. Limitations and beliefs disintegrate. Whereas before I was blind, now the past and future are merged into the now, the substance that existed when the angels sang together and you emerged complete and perfect. A manifestation or projection of God for the purpose of his infinite love and capacities. Now, suddenly, unsullied life is flowing through you and everything, and you move and have your being in it. It is natural and normal, not something held in place by words or affirmation. It is something you could not possibly demonstrate, for it already is. It must be discovered, recognized. This very thing you are experiencing is, not shall be, life eternal, the unbroken power or presence of God, flowing and flowing through the temple of you. The temple begins to be cleansed and refreshed and in some peculiar way revealed. You suddenly discover that which is within the chrysalis of the grub belief you have held. And then suddenly torrents of new words, words that you have heard for eons of time, come into reality. New words that no one believes. They pretend they believe. Suddenly you begin to get the feel of believing them. Place the coal of fire on your lips. There is transformation. No one has seen it because no one has believed. No one is going to stop you now from believing and presently experiencing deep stirring within. Something will begin to show forth, and after a while it seems as though it had always been that way. The former things have passed. Everything is discovered as new and whole and perfect. You can say, "It is wonderful," if you feel like it, but don't say it just to be saying it. For nothing happens until you can say it, because you cannot help saying it. All things, and that includes you, are made new and perfect. They are revealed in their primal state, are discovered the way they always were, and you are moving in and through and about life, and you have forgotten what it feels like to know health and disease. The flow of the substance continues. That is what I came for, that you might have the precious substance which cannot be affected by time, age, disease, or thought, but which remains eternally as it is. I came that ye might have that very substance, and that you might have more and more of it until you have had an abundance of it, an abundance of life here and there and everywhere, even in hell, and watch it come into being in perfection and beauty. I don't care with what swine of belief you have been associating. I do not care if you are covered with the mud of belief and are searching for a grain of wheat in the chaff of human teaching. I know that the moment you remember, the purifying fires will be lighted. That is what I came for. It is wonderful.